SourceTrunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 70, recorded on the 15th of February 2011. This podcast will try to show listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. The audio quality again of this episode will be dramatic. So this will be the shortest episode ever, but still I found something that I would like to share in a really short episode. With this episode I'll be drinking, well, a Vedette, and I already drank a Vedette in episode 23. I'm in a hotel and the only Belgian beers I could get here were Duvel, Vedette and La Chouffe. And I reviewed already all three of them. So, but I drank a really nice Petrus Old Dark, a Petrus Oud Bruin this weekend. And first I thought I could order a Vedette and then just pretend to the listeners that it's a Petrus Oud Bruin. And I would be describing the Oud Bruin, but since it's not a video cast, you people would just simply not know that I would be drinking a Vedette instead. But I know there are some listeners who would know by the sound of the cap that it would be a fake and not actually a Petrus. You people are freaks. So, well, I'm coming clean on this one. I'm not drinking the Petrus Old Dark, but the Petrus is a top fermented beer with a deep dark red color. Apparently it ripens for 24 months in oak barrels. It gives the Petrus a really authentic original taste, a noble taste, a bit sour. Now, I must admit, it's the ideal beer to drink at a party because it has only 5.5% alcohol and it's still a pretty full, pretty tasteful beer. So the problem is with a good triple or a really nice dark Chimay, most of the time they are really high in the alcohol percentage and, well, you can drink one or two or three, but after that you won't be able to handle a really good conversation afterwards. And Petrus with 5.5 is still a really lovely beer to drink. Okay, but instead I will be drinking this Vedette, which is not bad at all. I still prefer a Duvel, if I can be completely honest, but it is served in a nice Vedette glass, which makes up for not having the Petrus Old Dark in here. Yep. Okay, here goes. And of course the Vedette is a really extra blonde beer to consume whilst having a nice meal or consume when it's really hot outside on a terrace, for example. Okay, but enough about beer. I promise to keep it short and that's what I'm going to do.
System tools.
Baobab or Disk Usage Analyzer. Okay, again, bad audio, sue me, it will be extremely short. Here we go. Disk Usage Analyzer is a graphical menu-driven application to analyze disk usage in any GNOME environment. Disk Usage Analyzer can easily scan either the whole file system tree or a specific user-requested directory branch, local or remote. It also auto-detects in real-time any changes made to your home directory as far as any mounted, unmounted device. Disk Usage Analyzer also provides a full graphical tree map window and a ring chart for each selected folder. End quote. Okay, why would you use a Disk Usage Analyzer? Hard drives nowadays are large enough. You can buy 2 terabytes for 99 euros or dollars. But on SSD memory drives, which are really fast, they are a lot more expensive. My SSD drive, for example, only can hold about 100 gigabytes, which, again, is not little. It's nice to have an operating system on. But if you really use it to do some video or audio encoding, you will be in trouble really, really soon. The SSD drive is really, really fast, but also really, really expensive. So, as said, every megabyte counts. Now, I would like to see immediately what I have on my drive, which can be discarded off immediately, which I don't need, but I would have to search through all my folders on my Linux system with, for example, the command line utilities du for disk usage or df to immediately see what the partitions are holding, how much space I have. Luckily, there is the disk usage analyzer, which gives me a nice GNOME graphical user interface on which I can do the following. I just started the application and I can scan my home folder, for example, and it will immediately look at my home folder and show me what percentage has been used where, not only with a little table which shows me the percentage in a little nice bar and the percentage numbers and the size in megabytes and gigabytes, but also as a nice ring chart which gives me a sort of a chart with different rings like an onion, which has different sizes for the layers, with different colors, so I can hover over them and I can see the big red stuff is the home directory, my home directory, which takes 30 gigabytes in all. I've got a documents folder as well, 6 gigabytes, and it immediately shows me which are the big holders there. In my documents folder, I have 3 recordings of SourceTrunk, which take 600 and 700 megabytes. Should be discarding those anytime soon. What do I have? Pictures. I have about 8 gigabytes of pictures on my laptop, which is only for processing purposes, because I have a lot more in gigabytes of pictures, but I can see immediately that there is one folder I can completely discard with, because I've processed them already, I've used them already, they're already completely done on my workflow. I can just discard. And that's the good thing about this interface. If I would like, I could just right click and move it to the trash directly from within the interface, which is ideal to do your housekeeping of your system. You can also see it as a tree map chart, which gives you a sort of rectangular view of all your little and big files and folders. You really should see this for yourself. Now, Disk Usage Analyzer also gives you the ability to scan your home folder in real time to see if there are some changes that you can immediately spot it, where the changes are, what is growing, and so on and so on. You can also, if you would like, connect to a server, do a remote scan of the disk usage there. For example, via FTP, SSH, a Windows share, WebDAV, and even secure WebDAV with HTTPS, which I'm using at the moment. And even a custom location with a location URI you can set for yourself. That's it. Nothing more than that. A really nice tool to organize your system, to see where your precious gigabytes are going to. Now, the only preferences you can set in the Disk Usage Analyzer is which devices you would like to include in a file system scan, because if you have mount points on your system, big server volumes, then probably maybe you don't want them automatically included in a file system scan. On my system, it only took about 40 seconds to do a complete file system scan, which was pretty good. So if you have something mounted that is really big on a slow network, that could slow things down. Maybe you would like to not have those included in the preferences. And you can click to monitor the changes to your home folder. Nothing more than that. As said, it is a really nice, really convenient application. The installation, well, it is a GNOME application. You can find it in the GNOME desktop utilities. On Ubuntu, it's already installed. It's just in applications, accessories, and there you'll find the disk usage analyzer. If you're not on a GNOME-based system, I'm sure you can find some way to install it. on your system. I'll put a link to the website. The offers are Fabio Marzocca, Benoit Desjans, Paolo Borelli, and someone, a he or she, who is called Igalia. The availability, as said, is Linux GNOME. You can get it from marzocca.net/linux/baobab, but I'll put a link on SourceTrunk. The license is GNU General Public License, and you can support it by donating to this wonderful project, and I'll put a link on SourceTrunk.com as well. Okay, now what if you're not on a Linux system? Well, there is an open source project called Windirstat if you are on a Windows machine, and Disk Inventory X1.0, which is for the OS X machines, also open source. I'll put links for those as well in the show notes. And here's a little promo for Scale.
Whether you've only just heard of Linux or are an expert, here's your chance to learn more about it at the Southern California Linux Expo. For 2011, Scale has added another track for system administrators. Scale now has 5 speaker tracks for you to choose from. Scale 9X features over 65 speakers covering the latest topics in open source software. The expo floor has grown to over 80 booths, with commercial and nonprofit organizations showcasing products and software. And the Friday special sessions have returned too. On Friday, you can choose from FOSS Mentoring, DevOps Day Los Angeles, Los Angeles Postgres SQL Day, Scale University, or Fedora Activity Day. The Southern California Linux Expo is February 25th, 26th, and 27th, 2011, at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport Hotel. For more information, or to register for the expo, visit SoCalLinuxExpo.org. Use promo code CAST, C-A-S-T, for 40% off your registration, and we'll see you at Scale 9X.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on SourceTrunk.com or mail me directly via SourceTrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving with Be Here Tonight by The Reverse Engineers. Thanks for your time and good hunting.
Maybe you're counting sheep, maybe you're fast asleep, maybe you're standing there right behind me. Maybe I'll never know, maybe I'm just too slow. If I just knew your name, if I just had your number. Such a